Hello?
Oh, hi, Brittany. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I've been better. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up. I noticed that you had called in and you were wanting to make some revisions to the site or go over some revisions that hadn't been done. Or
yeah, I was going to say, it's not even just the site, though. So.
Oh, okay.
So I specifically actually had asked to talk to you, and the lady I spoke to literally was like, no, you don't talk to her anymore. You work with some support people. And I was like, no, hold on. I was told we talked to her, first of all.
Secondly, yeah, she put that in the notes that you asked for me, and then she said, oh, well, you're probably going to have to talk to one of us or something. So that's why I wanted to follow up.
She told me, like, you have to. And I was like, I don't like this. I was like, I don't like you.
I'm sorry about that. I'll see if they can put her through some more training, because it shows me who it was. So at least that helps. Yep. I can, you know, let that department know. So, I always tell people, you know, you can use me as a point of contact. There may be an instance where I can't help you, and in that case, I can at least get you to the person that can, you know? But, you can always use me as a starting point. Yeah, no problem.
Right.
Do you remember my extension, just so you have it for future reference?
No, you would have to text the 929 number, it to the 929 number. But
03. Okay, I'll text it to you just so that you have it again. Yeah, no problem.
Business phone today, otherwise you would have gotten it and were probably not been answered, quite frankly. Because he
is
not even available via phone right now. I called his other phone.
So I just texted the 929 number, 0351, my direct line, just so that you have it. When you talk to Denton, just let him know that also we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah. Well, what I told the lady the other day, which is crazy how she can note everything else but not the most important part. I specifically said his number had changed, so his credit card number or his debit card number, whatever you want to consider it, his card number changed because of something with the account. So I warned her of that. And I said, well, I have to discuss the issues I'm having first, and then we can go forward. After that, no problem, great. But he is also going to be out of town, so we were trying to figure out, okay, do we go through with this month? What do we do? You know, it was a lot of things in the air right now. So
I see.
Like almost out of state kind of thing. And I'm like, well, if you're not here. So, high risk and pregnant, can't really do that kind of labor yet.
No landscaping for you.
I'm not running any machine. I'm just going to be straight labor. Either way. We have some issues because Town Square started harassing us, calling us nonstop. And I was like, hold on, how the heck did you get my information? And he was well, we call Local Splash people. And I was like, well, rewind. How did you get that information? Because you shouldn't be getting anybody's business information. Well, this man has a long list of y'all's people, mind you, and calls them every single day. So, there's a one heads up on y'all's end.
No, we're aware of them, actually, Brittany. I appreciate you telling me, but there's two companies. Yeah. One is Town Square, one is Ollie Ollie, and they're both scam companies. And how they operate is they call all of our clients, and they try to do the, Local Splash isn't working in Google's best practices, and Local Splash's websites are all copy and paste. We know their whole pitch, and we actually have attorneys involved. Yeah, it's so funny because, I mean, we hear this all the time. And to me, I think it's just a bad business practice. You know, typically, you know, there's companies out there that I've heard horror stories about, and if it comes up in a conversation, I'll tell the client that, like, look, I haven't heard anything good about that company, but I'm not going to talk negatively about them because it's just a matter of ethics, you know? But my whole thing with them is, you know, how come they can't call people and talk about what they're going to do for them rather than how bad, like, Local Splash is, you know?
and I will say that this man was really relatable. He's a kind, sweet guy. Don't get me wrong. Even when I was like, look, I don't really want to hear from you. Like, leave me alone. When I was rude. And he was, like, super sweet still. But
I believe it.
He did tell me, like, look, this is what we can offer you. This is how we can change these things. You know, all of these things, all the things, you know, all the things you get told. But,
right.
He did do that part of his quote-unquote job. But
okay.
My thing was, is what I told him, I said, look, we're already established with them.
Right.
Although our biggest problem, which, you know, we are still not even 6 months in with y'all.
Yep.
So, like I told him, our biggest hang, our little snag with y'all is that we were under the impression we'd get a lot more business. And we haven't. But it was also that one of the tech or support people I had spoken to previously had acted like we couldn't post certain things on our Facebook. And I was like, no, I don't agree with that. And so that's been a big thing Denton's been hung up on. So there's that. Well, we started posting things anyway at this point because
I've never heard that before because when we run ads on Facebook for a business, we will manage the page and run ads on them, but you guys are still owners of the page. You should be able to post whatever you want on it, you know?
So that's
I'm
what
surprised.
I said.
Yeah, absolutely. So
being someone who does market myself and has learned plenty, I was like, no, that's not right for you to tell me. And so I left it be for the day because I had too many, just like today, I have too many Braxton Hicks going on. I've got a migraine and the kid is not liking it. So making sure I feel every bit of it. So either way, so there was that. And I was like, no, I don't agree with that. I said I would just address it with you the next time I spoke. So then it was, it's, again, the number of leads we're getting through y'all has been one or less a month until, right up until our bill was due. And I was
wow, that's funny.
How weird. It was so weird. And so then, you know, we got, and it, the way the girl called me last time, it was weird because we had just, and I do mean just, gotten the text message for a lead. And not even in 5 minutes afterwards, she was calling for payment.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. I don't like how convenient or not that was. Coincidence or not. That made me instantly uncomfortable. So I was like, look, if I can't address these, you know, concerns with you, you know, how she was speaking, I was like, if I can't address them with you, how are you supposed to help me at that point, you know? So that's why I had asked to speak to you. And she was like, well, you can only speak to us. Well, no, that's not how things work.
Yeah.
If there's a point of contact.
Well,
and
you're a client of ours. You should be able to talk to whoever you want to, even if I'm in a different department. If you're asking for me, why can't you? You know what I mean? You're a paying customer. You should be able to talk to
Well, that's
to
what
you
I told
want.
Her. I said, I said, you need to understand a lot of people are going to find comfort in the fact that that person that originally front ran their account is able to be spoken to. And I was like, if you're declining that, that's going to lose you a whole lot of business. And you need to understand that. I said, not saying I'm taking my business away from you right now. I'm just saying that you need to understand that's who they're used to. That's who they can talk to and communicate well with. And if you don't have a point of contact that someone can communicate comfortably with, you will lose business.
I agree. Yeah, so, and you know what? I've been with this company for 13 years, and I've never heard somebody, like, refuse to send a call back to me before. Usually, I tell people all the time, use me as a point of contact, and it's fine, you know? So, as long as
she literally told me herself, and she said, no. I was like, well, you're wrong, so I'm done.
I'll let her know because she is a sweet lady and I, you know, I've worked with her for a long time too. So I don't know what her situation was. Maybe they just had a meeting or something and they were like, hey, don't bother the other department. Who knows? You know, maybe someone was but she's a sweet lady. So I'll talk to her and I'll let her know, look, if anybody asks for me, I have no problem taking the call. Please just send it to me. And, you know, I can always try to help. And if I can't, then good. It goes back to customer service, but at least I did my best to help, you know? So, no problem.
So the whole website thing, I should be able to change any and everything I want to on the website, correct? With the one login.
Yes, yes. On the dashboard, okay. You can go in to where it says business info, and you can make edits to the site. You can change the background photo. You can upload photos. You can eliminate. Anything you do on that dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your page within 1 to 3 business days. Now, if you try to log on to the dashboard right now, it's probably not going to give you access just because of the little hiccup with the payment. But once the payment goes through, you have full access again, and we could even, you know, set an appointment to kind of, you know, go through it together if you like, if I can show you how to get to that tab, you know. And then,
I've been to it before, honestly, but I just wanted to be sure because I haven't been literally with juggling. I'm trying to get my other kids back home right now. So they've been gone for almost 6 months and it's been a nightmare while being pregnant. So,
I see.
Yeah, so, you know, we are literally dealing with the more stress than you could ever imagine. Like truly, I, before this ever happened to me, never imagined anyone in the world being in this much stress.
Because
you run into people, and although I have been in customer service before, I've been in call centers, I've done way more customer service jobs than I'd probably like to admit, but it gave me a really good background in even taking, I was part of the marketing program in high school, so I started this very early on, so I could know where I could get in life, you know, how to do these things and how to succeed.
Right.
But dealing with all of that, I've always, you know, knowing people have bad days, like I told the girl who I talked to on the phone, I was like, look, I don't know if you're having an off day, but like, I'm just telling you, I'm being honest. I might come off a little, you know, like an asshole or something, but you know, I kind of have to tell you. So,
Sorry. That's so horrible with everything else you're going through that you had to deal with that. Cause it almost sounds to me like there was a little bit of attitude on her part. And, you know, I don't appreciate that.
It was.
You know,
it was, but, I'm high risk. I'm pregnant. We had lost one of our twins towards the beginning of this pregnancy. So it's just been a lot on top of still trying to get my other two children back home. Trying to run the business and stress out with everything, and still, even to this day, I go to court Friday. But even to this day, my one daughter's room is not fully put together just because I'm having to be pulled in so many different directions. And I kept getting a text message about something about Google Voice Verify or Google Video.
I saw that on your account, so I just sent a message to that department. They haven't gotten back to me. But I saw a note here from September 7th, which was just last week, and it says 4 attempts video recording. But then there was a post today that says Google Business Page Verified. So I'm trying to find out through the technician if that's still needed, because sometimes the Google Business Page is verified. But in order for us to go on and do edits and do more optimization, Google wants to know that, you know, and just protect you guys as a small business in the area from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the you can get on the first page.
It weirded me. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, why do you want me to record a video?
I wish that they would explain it, like, because it's not really weird. It's just Google's way of protecting you and solidifying, because, you know, if you notice, it's asking for business registration or an invoice with the business name or a picture of the work vehicle. And that's all so that Google could say, okay, you know what? This company legitimately deserves to be on the first page because they're in the area, as opposed to some corporation that thinks they're being sneaky that's going to try to get on the first page and not have a location there. You know, so
in text messages we have gotten, it hasn't been, hey, can we see this picture? Can we do this? We were already fully verified and approved before.
Then
suddenly we started getting these video verification is now available. It doesn't say you have to, but then the next one goes, Brittany, great news. Video verification is now available. This is needed to have your business visible on Google.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells me to change my camera quality, making sure the video is less than 2 minutes long. But I know for a fact that one of them I got was like, they post the video I thought. And I was like, no, I don't need to be on Like, anywhere. You don't need that anywhere. So I was like, that, no, I don't like that. But
no, we don't post it. It just goes directly to Google, and then they verify that you're a legit business, and then that's it. Then they say, okay, now it's in processing, and then a couple of days later, they're like, okay, now it's legit, where you could go in and make edits and optimize it on the first page. So that's all that is,
okay.
But it does look creepy the way those come. And then another thing I don't like about those emails is there's a video verification and there's a live video verification. And one is like where you're on a Zoom call with a Google rep, and the other one is like the one you got where you just upload things. But sometimes when people has already done the upload, if they get the other one, they think, oh, I already did that, because it says, you know, action needed, live video verification. So they just ignore it. But it doesn't distinguish, like, hey, this is a separate,
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that will help.
Yeah, you know what, April, April did get back to me, and that's the case, exactly what I thought. She's in the verification. She said it still does require video verification. So all that is like I said, Google's trying to protect you so that we can go in there and optimize it on the first page, and that way business starts funneling to you guys rather than one of those corporations. So do you want me to resend you that email? You don't have to drop everything and do it right now, but just try to do it in a timely manner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're fine. You can do that. And then I do need to get you the new card number, though.
Okay, so
let me say today. So my other question is, which I thought we already talked about before when we started, but I want to just make sure, if we need to pause it for like a month, is that doable?
Yep, you can do that. Okay. We offer seasonal holds for up to 90 days, so you could even pause it for up to 3 months if you want. Yeah. Yeah, we don't expect you to pay for it during months that you're not using it, or if you go on maternity leave or, you know, something like that, then absolutely you just let us know. And your billing date is the 3rd of every month, so just call us before the 3rd, and that would prevent the next month's charge. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's fine. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to write it down. We might do that. I don't know if it'll be next month or not. It really just depends on this whole assignment for him.
Okay.
He's helping somebody else, one of his dad's friend's companies. Practically him fully almost being out of state for a month plus, it makes it difficult on my end, because whereas we have a worker that's local that we can work there, I'm pregnant. I can only take on but so many jobs or so much, you know, such difficult jobs we can't do. Let me do the, you know, a whole bulkhead. Well, I can't do that.
And don't even try. It's not worth it. Yeah, it's not worth it.
I wouldn't try in a second. Why I told him, I said, well, while you're gone, the only thing I can really take on is, like, you know, River Rock bed jobs, simple, easy jobs, leaf blowing, something that I can go, hey, you know, talk to our worker, hey, I need you this day and this day, and, you know, then we go from there, kind of thing. But it's not something I can't do any of it just because how high risk I am. But that is just.
I have a question. Not to be off topic, but were you able to go on and understand the instructions on the email as far as changing resolution and all that, or would you like April to call you back and she can kind of walk you through it? Because
I haven't looked at the email, but the text message that you just sent says, it just says changing your phone's camera quality to 720p and having the video under 2 minutes. So hold on, let me click my camera. I'm pretty sure it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
to
if you
do.
Can do that and you know how to do it, then it's a no-brainer. You won't need it. But sometimes people are like, hey, just to make sure I get it done right, I'd rather have someone walk me through it. So that's available, too. If you want to, I can ask April, you know, to call you back. But if you know how to do it, then that's great. You know, just get it done, you know.
I can pick it up pretty simply, honestly. It's okay. She does not have to call me.
Good. Okay, I figured. Yeah.
Me, I'm like, please don't ring my phone. I'm the person who's like, oh, my phone's ringing. And if,
yeah.
But it's even worse when I don't know who's calling on the business phone, and I'm like, do I want to answer this right now? Do I have enough, you know, little enough anxiety to deal with this today?
Yep. I get it.
I'm forever.
Well, I'm happy you picked up for me, because we're getting a couple things done that were needed on your account. I also sent you a review generator email. So yes, the Google listing is already verified, but again, in order for us to make edits, we have to go through that next step. But in the meantime, work on getting a 5-star review on there, because once it is ranking and it's on the first page, if, you know, there's people up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and then you don't, it might affect your conversion. You know what I mean? So that email that I sent you, it'll help you with that. It'll say something like, you know, thanks for using 5-star Northern Neck Landscaping and Construction. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the button, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple, Brittany, and it's just a matter of clicking a button, most people will do it. Right, and then
we've already spoken to multiple customers who actually are fully okay with leaving us a review, which
our
previous customers before y'all would leave us a 5-star review in a heartbeat. So I don't know if I have to check our Facebook to see if they've left any review on Facebook already, but I know most people
maybe
do
just
go to the
if you have their email or their their cell phone, because you can send it on a text message too. Maybe just forward it to those ones that said they would. And here's why. And I know this because I'm in internet marketing and I know how important that can be for a business. So sometimes I have a personal experience that's phenomenal with a business and I tell them like, look, I'm going to go home and I'm going to leave you a 5-star review and I appreciate all the hard work you did. But the problem is sometimes when I'm outside of that moment, that idea gets stuck on the back burner, and we all know what happens to ideas stuck on the back burner, you know? So not intentionally, but sometimes they don't get
done. I've already gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already grabbed my computer and my clipboard. Like, it's literally being written down as we talk.
I love it. Okay, yeah, you're on top of things. That's so good, Brittany.
Yeah, I have to. We just got a call a few minutes ago from – I had just commented on Denton's profile. We are on Nextdoor.
Okay.
So somebody was looking for some help, and – crazy enough, she's actually a landscape designer herself in a whole different part of Virginia.
Wow.
So she's actually super excited. I guess people think it's like impossible to do things. But like I said before, out here it is impossible to find people who, one, want to work.
Yeah.
Two, want to actually show up. They are, so it's crazy. They have this joke out here. When people move out here, they have this huge joke, and it's like, this is the promised land because it's the, I promise I'll see you tomorrow, or I'll call you then. And they don't ever, you might hear from them in like 3 weeks or 2 months or something like that, or never.
That's the word.
Yeah, we had a customer, a couple who just did a new build, and they just needed trees done. That's it. And the guy never came back. He took out three. And then never came back to finish work.
Wow.
So they called him for like almost a month now. And he still never answered. He wouldn't pick up. There's no text, nothing. And I was like, see, this is what, and that's the one thing I can say that y'all will at least know.
Yeah.
You can rest assured knowing that we are getting the business mostly, because also the large selling point for us anyway is that we do show up. We do, you know, which is in part of our whole business mission thing, where we show up and we do it right, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I said that originally when we first started for the website and all, because that's huge out here.
Yeah.
It opens
so important.
So many freaking doors. It's insane, just because so many people have trouble even finding something. And then sometimes when the people do show up, they're freaking like crackheads or something, or they're drunk, or God only knows.
Wow.
And right. So to find us who is reliable, is pretty much a one-stop shop, you know, because we do so much in such a large range, is a huge thing out here. because they haven't had that in a long time out here. And where we live is actually the perfect, like, location itself, because we're not far from everywhere. Like, the max we have to drive usually, unless it's in, like, Matthews, Virginia. So Matthews, Virginia is, like, an hour plus from us.
Oh, wow.
Well, we've had to go out there recently, so that's why I say.
Goodness. Yeah.
But we travel, like, within a two-hour radius, practically. And that's also another thing, is, you know, even people in Matthew or Diggs, Virginia, have problems finding things and reasonably priced as well. Some people will be dirt cheap, of course, but you also are getting dirt cheap results, and you can tell. You could have done it better yourself.
Exactly.
So that is a large thing. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times where we can look at 5-6 jobs in a day on the weekends, or between the 2 days on the weekend, and we'll maybe get one job. So that's the other difficulty. Like, that's why when we're asked if the lead, like, went through, and unfortunately a number of the leads that we've gotten through, y'all, just don't go through. Like, they just don't bite. They don't really answer after, you know, they get a quote. Nothing. It's so weird.
Here's what I'm thinking, Brittany, is that the leads that you're getting from us are coming through the website, obviously, and the directories that we put you on, and, you know, part of the Google optimization, but we can't really go in there and do the full optimization until that video verification's done, and that's where you'll see an explosion of results, because it's going to be different when you're on the first page in a spotlight position, and then also with you having those customers that are vouching for you and telling you already that they'll write a good review for you, that's going to be golden, because now you're going to be on the first page with, you know, that good reputation that's going to set you apart from those other flaky companies. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where you're going to start seeing some solid results. So, yeah, I wish you would have called me sooner, or you know, she would have transferred you to me sooner, but you have my phone number now in the other phone. I can give it to you, too, if you want to write it down. I know you said you're writing everything down.
It's a phone. That's where I'll save it.
Okay, yeah, that's always the best way for me to see you in a text message.
Yeah, I'll either, if I write the phone number down, I'll literally either be like, wait a minute. Is this Tina? Customer, is this Tina? Tina, hold on.
I write notes all the time, and I put a lot of things on sticky pads, and I never look at them again, but it's funny because I read somewhere that if you write something down, even if you never look at it again, your brain will remember it 7 times more than if you didn't. So it's so funny. I'm always, like, taking notes, and then, you know, chances are I scribble them so fast I can't even read what I wrote when I go back to review it, but that's okay because I'll remember it better.
I actually learned about that in the part of nursing school I was able to take. The reason it actually works better is because your brain literally has to slow down to be able to tell your hand exactly how to write and spell each thing, so it's taking the time to learn it at a slower but more deep pace. So,
that's interesting.
Just like how when people do study guides,
you're
gonna remember that stuff a lot. Now, you might not remember all of it, and that's for sure. I didn't.
Yeah.
At one point, was like, study guides are crap. I don't like them. Get them away from me. But
some of it,
like,
stuck. I'm sure. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. If you literally side by side look at results, it is insane difference, and that's why it actually blows my mind that now schools nowadays are trying to get rid of all homework. Mm. And I'm like, wait a minute, why do you think that's important to do? But there are a lot of studies, supposedly, that somehow even the Virginia school system has said that the homework doesn't make the difference because there's a lot of students who don't even do it. So that's where it kind of comes back to the parents kind of thing. But me, I've been extremely involved with my kids, whether it comes to out of school, extracurriculars, things like that. So my kids are going to be a little bit different than the rest now.
I've never heard about that they're trying to eliminate homework. That's crazy.
They are. Yeah.
Wow.
They sure do.
I thought it was crazy when I heard they don't teach handwriting anymore, the cursive. They're like, kids don't really use it. Yeah, they don't just but they're so interested in it. I know that my granddaughter, she always tries to write her name in cursive, even though they don't, you know. I'm like, they're so interested in it, even though, you know, they supposedly think they don't need it anymore. So,
so they are. They're very intrigued by it because it looks so fancy and so different. Very and they're like, well, wait, you know how to do that. How can I do that? They just feel like they're missing out over there. They have the FOMO thing. But the actual way I got around that, crazy enough, is I found my kids were definitely interested in it, and they also have terrible handwriting. So I actually, and I don't have the best, but it's at least legible. It's readable. You can read it, thank God.
Yeah.
But my fiance's, you really can't read it all. So that was a little questionable. But I actually, if you go to like Walmart in the book section, they have grade by grade level, like entire learning books that you need. Like it's the entire year pretty much in a book.
Oh, and, that's cool.
And like, yeah, so I got a second grade level and a third grade one. And it's a thick, thick book. But my kids loved it. They were, it practices cursive and regular handwriting. It practices the writing. It has math. It has everything, every subject you need in that book.
Oh, that's good to know.
I would let them do it at home, as they please. Like, you're bored, you want to do something, you can absolutely do that if you want. And my daughter is a classwork or schoolwork fanatic for now.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Like a journal. She will be the girl that definitely has the diary. Sorry, I can already see it. But she is that journaling, hardworking thing.
And my
son, if I paste him, okay, we're doing this page through this page today, and once we're done, you can do this, and that's fine. He got used to the routine, and there's days where he's like, I don't feel like doing it, but he learned so much easier. So it also gives you that time to kind of implement helping the child with their learning. So homeschooling is what it made me think of, because I was like, wow, I mean, this could be so much more simple for them. But
I think it's so important that they're reinforcing what they're learning. I'm surprised that, so I'm going to go look for those workbooks, too, just in case. But you're right, I'd rather have them, you know, work on something like that than be on their screens all day or, you know. So
I don't like screens. The only reason they even got an iPad recently, and now mind you, my children are 9 and 8. So I understand. Everybody's had them before that, and my children don't need that, okay? They don't need it. But their grandmother tried to push them to get one before the age of 1. And I was like, nope, not happening. Yeah, and their biological dad, actually was like, I agree. So the only thing I will say is when you get this, when you get the books, so it'll be like reading and math kind of thing. You just go to the back and rip out all the answers, because if they're old enough to find the answer key, they will try and find it. But it also makes your life
sometimes
easier. Yeah, so the back of the book, answer key, and it does you have a certificate of completion in the back too that you fill out with their name. But it's a scholastic book, actually, is what it says.
Nice.
So it has reading and language arts, spelling, alphabet and cursive, reading comprehension and skills, math.
And the scholastic's been around forever. I know that when my kids went to elementary school, they had those scholastic book fairs that would come around every,
month. What it is. And that's what made me trust it, because as I flipped through it in Walmart, they're at Walmart of all places. Come on now.
Yeah.
That is the easiest thing to get. But when I flipped through it, it was so comforting to see how they did it and how deep they'll go into it for them to learn. But that's how I learned to find an easier way. Like, my kids were very interested in church, and they wanted to kind of learn God and learn about Jesus and all the things. So there's there's a children's, it's like the Bible, but it's like the easy way for the kids is what it says. It's also at Walmart, crazy enough, but it tells it in the best way. It tells it like it's a little story. And I could get through like 25 pages in no time, and I'd read it every night to where they got a bit of learning each night and they felt closer. And they just listened to it till they fell asleep. So also, it's taking the time, I think, is the most important for kids. Because
you're right.
Nowadays, people are so quick to go watch TV, go play the game, go be on the tablet. Me, I'm like, hey, either go outside or we can do an activity, but that's your option. Being upset because you have, quote unquote, nothing to do. Well, you can clean. You can go play. You can do extra work.
You and I are on the same mindset. When my kids were little, I would not tolerate them to come up to me and say, Mom, I'm bored, because I'd say, here you go. Here's the broom. There's the toilet brush. Go clean the toilet. You know, there's a lot to do around here. There's no way you can be bored, you know.
Right, exactly. My daughter is so funny.
So they never ask me anymore.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, no, most kids like complain about cleaning, but my daughter, by the age of, before six, that's for sure, before she was, well, six or seven, she was the child who would get up at like, even today could get up at like six, seven in the morning, and she's going to go wash some dishes or go clean. And it's just because she likes it.
That's so
right.
cute.
So when they were younger, I started with age-appropriate chores. So online, you can actually find a breakdown of like, okay, when they're like three or four, this is the best thing they can really do. If it's just, hey, go make your bed. That's it.
Yep.
Just go fix your bed, and that's it. Well, now that's something my children love to do. So it really just starts with, you know, that one-on-one kind of thing. And as long as it's not made a punishment, they don't really look at it bad. It's kind of great. But
my granddaughter's that way. No, she's that way. She likes to come in and she likes to like kind of beautify everything. Like sometimes, you know, if I'm in the other room doing something, she'll be like fluffing up all the pillows and setting them out on the sofa in a certain pattern, or she'll go in my room, like you say, and fluff up the pillows and, you know, make everything look so pretty up there, you know. So I'm like, it's so funny how, and she enjoys doing it. She's doing it because she likes to see like her parents or me say, oh wow, that's so beautiful, I can't believe you did that, you know. It's the little recognition and the praise that they get, you know. Yeah, but she enjoys it too, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's great.
So Brittany, they're good kids, and you're a great mom, I can tell. The Bible book, is it an audio book, or is it an actual hard book?
You read it. It's a paperback,
okay.
I think. Yeah,
okay.
It's a paperback.
Yeah, I heard you say, sometimes they listen to that at night, but they're listening to you read it to
them,
right? Or they're reading it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah, that's why I got confused when you said they listen to it. I'm like, I wonder if it's an audio book.
I mean, they might. Honestly, they might have it in audio form, quite frankly. I would be shocked if they didn't. But I'm actually trying to see if it's where I can look at it and grab it. But, it's right here. Look at that. First diagram.
It
says, the Bible
made it in my notes. What is it?
The Bible Made Easy for Kids.
Okay, Made Easy.
Yeah, it's by Dave. And then his last name is STRELER. And in total, like in the back in the index, it'll tell you charts and lists, definitions, maps, places, people, God and the Holy Spirit, man, sin, and salvation, parables, Christian life, letters. Like, it tells you miracles, like things you can actually find of, hey, well, here's an example. But the entire book, and now mind you, it has pictures, it has everything, to where it makes it so not, you know, tasking kind of thing. But the entire book itself is only 300, which, I mean, is a lot of pages, don't get me wrong, but it's 375 pages. So,
I see it. I just found it on Walmart.com. I found it.
Bible, you know, broken down in that many pages is amazing, first of all.
Is amazing.
It is a great tool for them. They are very interested children for that. They help at church, lighting the candles and everything.
They're cute. Very cute. So did you want to get the payment up to speed right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had mentioned about how, you know, without paying, the website's not going to be available for people to see. And he was like,
yeah.
Well, right now, you know, because he's in town for the next couple of weeks, he's like, right now, I don't care. Go pay it. And I was like, okay, aww. I'll pay this.
Well, you know, the website will be viewable, but it just has that orange banner at the top that, you know, that doesn't look good. It says, you know, the information's no longer being updated. And that's just supposed to be like a friendly reminder to let you guys know to call us. But once this goes through, that'll come down, you know, hopefully today, if not no later than by tomorrow. We're supposed to stay one business day.
That's fine. I'll probably settle with it at some point this week or weekend. But the card number, 4292.
Okay.
6300.
Got it.
0643.
Okay.
9221. The expiration is 0827.
Mm-hmm.
And the CVV is 060. And it's Denton S. Berenson.
And I assume it's still the Brown Thor Road for the billing address?
Yes, the billing address is that. Do you have our current physical address? I know it's not, like, public on anything, but either way. Do you all have our current
Let me look, because in the billing, we have the 2967 Brown Thor Road, apartment 12.
Yeah, so that's correct for the billing, because he hasn't changed it at the bank. And,
let me look for the profile.
Whitechapel Road? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
151. Okay, good. So we have the Whitechapel Road for the business, and then the billing. Okay.
If you needed. But,
it's always better to be safe than sorry. That's why I checked. And I'm so happy that we have it. So that's good. So, okay. Right. Well, I got the green light for you. It all went through. So please call me if you have any questions on the review generator email or on that video verification email. I think you'll be able to knock it out. It's probably take you less than 15 minutes to do it. But of course, if you have any questions, feel free to call me. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll call you in the next, like, month if we need the thing put on hold, just because while he's gone, I won't have any access to any income, really. So we don't want to go into debt
You don't want to pay for it when you're not even using it. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, so just let me know when you get to that point, and I'll put it on the hold for you, okay?
All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, Brittany. Nice talking to you. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.